Hey everybody, this week's episode is our second episode ever, actually. Real busy this week. Stosh, I think, has like one thing to do, maybe not be creepy somewhere, but I had a lot of things to do. So no, either way, after the live show and a lot of fun, we didn't get a chance to record this week. So what we're going to do is we're going to release the second episode we ever did with my good friend Jonathan Wolfer, who I knew from playing rugby back in college, and we had him on, and we talked about greetings. Jonathan was with me hanging out, Wolfie, because he helped me take the picture for my album, Birthday Like a Funeral. Tremendous guy, very talented fellow, and he's very funny. And he joined us in our second episode ever talking about greetings and what makes us uncomfortable about that. And it was, I think that this is the episode where Stosh and I really started to find our groove, and it really helped having a guest. So I hope you enjoy that. Check out this episode. And next week we'll be back with a new one that'll be all about the deliveries and what makes us uncomfortable about that. So thank you for listening. Please rate, review us on iTunes and Spotify and follow us and all those things there. And enjoy this stay at the Discomfort Inn.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Discomfort Inn podcast. This week we're going to be talking about greetings. Is that what we're talking
greetings
about?
Greetings and affection.
Greetings and affection.
And how you react to them and how you do them, how people do them to you, and how it makes you feel like crap.
I'm already feeling anxious about it.
Yes, even this beginning where we're greeting each other in a way. No one's really made eye contact. We have a guest. We haven't even acknowledged them. We're already starting uncomfortably.
That's why I like being the one in charge of the recording, because whenever the eye contact gets a little overwhelming for me, I could just look, oh, we're at 39 seconds
yeah,
here.
I see you staring.
Volumes are all good.
Like you're defusing a bomb, but all you have to look at it, it's on.
Yeah.
You won't change anything by looking at it.
Nope, but it is comforting. Hey, we got a guest here today. Guest, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hey, how's it going? My name is John Wolfer.
I like that Stosh didn't know the name of our guest. That's what I like at the beginning.
Well, he's only met me once.
I know, but I did appreciate that. I knew he didn't know your name. That's why I pushed it on him to introduce you. See, that's my uncomfortability at the beginning there. And I watched Stosh in a house that he's been very comfortable in, very nervous in a chair right now.
And I wanted to wait.
I don't think we should really take on the uncomfortable. I think we're supposed to be discussing it in a good way. But we're now very uncomfortable.
But you did tell me John Wolfer was going to be our guest this week. Right. But like I said, or like he said, I only met him once before. So when I walked in, I wasn't 100% sure
it was him.
Yeah,
oh, he looked
that
at
was
me.
Him.
I feel special now. I'm so happy.
But okay, last week, first of all, I got some good feedback from people. People really do like the idea about the holidays and being uncomfortable. And a lot of people agree with a lot of things. Most people think I'm a crazy person for not liking pets. But whatever, it is what it is. I'm not comfortable around pets. But
they're so cute,
though.
I more
agree with you saying that that's what you're supposed to do, is go to a pet when you have no one else to talk to and pet a pet until you leave the house. So you made sense in that one. Pet, I guess they're cute. But what do you call cute? If you call a baby cute, how can you call a furry thing that's the exact opposite of a baby cute? To me, if it's an animal and it wants to hurt you and it doesn't wear pants, it's not cute.
Well, they don't wear pants. That's cute.
I don't like it.
To me, anything that's helpless and vulnerable, like a baby or a pet, is cute.
I'm with Stosh.
Well, what else do you think is helpless? Like a tied up lady on a railroad track? She's helpless and adorable.
Yeah, that's pretty cute. You know, you never seen a, you watch those old movies, the lady's tied to the train tracks, and you're just like, aww.
Was that in the train's going, cute, cute? That's what it's doing as it comes by. Did I just win on that one?
Yeah, or like, somebody on life support.
They're cute.
Feeding tubes and all.
Adorable.
When I think of adorable, I think Shirley Temple and Terry Schiavo. That's what I think. Those two.
That's the name I was trying to think of.
She is the Michael Jordan of
with her feeding
on,
tube
on,
and her
being on tubes.
Oh, yeah, for sure, dude. Nobody did it like her. She was all over the news. Highlights everywhere.
All right, so starting
the almost human highlight reel.
And that will segue into uncomfortability with greetings.
See, this is why we're uncomfortable people, though, because this is now we're fine. Like, oh, good, we got some Shibo stuff out of the way. Now we're killing it. Now we feel good. See, this is the icebreaker you can't have at a party. You can't go, who's got good Shibo jokes? Like, as much as I
hate it.
I think
you need them now.
You do, more than ever. You know what I mean? More than ever. Like, when you go to an open mic and a comic starts doing Michael J. Fox jokes, as comics out loud, we all cringe.
Yeah.
But inside, I'm like, oh, good. Because he's going to let me know what I can do with this audience. Because if the audience is on board with that, they're going to hate me. But if they don't like that, then I'm okay. But we need that kind of uncomfortability sometimes. But into that, greetings. You came in today, Stassi. We were already here. You walked in and you shook hands. I'm a shaking hands guy. I've always been shake hands. I've never been one to care about the handshake. I know a lot of people judge someone on the firmness or the deadness or how you hold a hand, and that person can go fuck themselves.
Yeah, I don't care how firm or soft the handshake is. As long as it's not a hug, it's fine with me.
Well, I'm a hugger too, though, but for
now, are you
personal acquaintances there?
Personal acquaintances, you know. But does not matter of the gender, right?
No.
Okay, but see, because a long time, that was kind of the norm, even though it shouldn't have been. The norm was you shake a man's hand, you hug a woman, or you give her a kiss on the cheek. Now, I don't like the kiss on the cheek because I never know where on the cheek, how to kiss them, and I'm weird with that. So I kind of go, and people have made fun of me, but I miss.
Hit an ear?
Yeah, hit an ear. Yeah. It's very odd.
You could sometimes like under judge or whatever and end up like with the corners of your mouth touching, and you're like, oh my God, did this person think I tried to mouth kiss him?
See, because of that, I've always gone as far away. And the beards do help us too from that. But I've always gone, I go closer to ear. I go as far away to the point where it's almost ridiculous. And what I've caught myself doing a lot, and then some people have called me out on it, I air kiss.
Yeah.
And I make the noise.
Oh, that's a great idea.
But until
you're stealing that.
But they steal it until they go, you missed. And then you're like, and then you have to go in for another one. But the handshake I like, not because it's like, you know, like formal or this, that, it's just the one with the least amount of effort. And to me, everyone's okay with it. When I do comedy and I see people, I do the handshake. Now, some people, if they go to hug me, then I will give the hug. I know Stash is very worried about the hug.
Are you
a double tapper? I've become that because people want that.
Become that.
Well, I don't call it a hug. People say it's a hug when you greet, but it's usually a handshake and a pull in. Hmm. Really, it's not a two-armed, hey, Dad, I've missed you hug. You know what I mean? Well, that's a hug.
There is actually history behind that, though.
The hand tap?
The tap on the back. It's checking for a weapon. That's actually where it came from.
Oh.
So the shaking of hands is to make sure that that hand doesn't have a weapon in it, and tapping on the back is to make sure there's no weapon there either.
Oh, he doesn't have it taped to his back like Bruce Willis in Die Hard.
Exactly.
You know?
Never hug Bruce Willis from Die Hard.
Never hug.
Always hug him. Make sure he's not going to pull a gun on you from behind his back.
I guess. I don't think I'll have that problem. Because Bruce Willis from Die Hard is not the same Bruce Willis now. Now Bruce Willis is not carrying anything. But where does that come from? Like the Wild West or from like the hood?
I think it's much further back than that, like medieval times.
Wait, they were doing that hug in medieval times?
I believe so,
well,
they had
armor on.
They were checking just to make sure that there was nothing back there.
People did carry swords and axes and stuff on their backs. So yeah.
See, I thought when you said that, and that's probably me being wrong, I thought you meant it was like a thing from the hood.
Oh,
just because that's where the hug comes from. Without that.
Well, that's a lot. A lot of times when I
that
do
kind
receive,
of party, huh?
Yes.
When I do receive a hug, the transition or a handshake, the transitions in the hug. A lot of time it is from more hood people. So yes. It's like it does. I see why your mind would go there, because there's a lot of people who will like dap you up with like a hip hoppy handshake and then pull you in for the hug.
Yes. Appropriation. Everything. We've only created one thing as a white people, and it's parades. And then we did them wrong, and everyone else, and they took them and made them better.
No, we're really good at coming up with racial slurs too.
We are, but we aren't the best.
I don't know about that.
We
gotta be up there.
Oh, the Koreans say some really horrible things about African Americans.
Well, I can never understand them. So.
That's why it's so good. Oh. It's like a spell. it's real good.
I'll check that out.
Now, that's the thing too. We brought that up. Handshake. I offer a handshake to everyone, but I know people that do a different handshake for a different race.
Oh, man.
And you see it, but you see it all the time. Yeah. And that makes me super uncomfortable. And I don't mean just white to black.
Is it
I mean black to white as well.
Yeah.
I've watched black people come into a comedy room, you know, and, you know, hey, Pat, and give me a hello, how are you, sir? And then turn to someone else. And it's not like I'm like, oh, you guys know each other? Like, no, never met. And then, like, they give the hug and the dab and all that stuff. And so to me, I like a handshake. because handshake does eye contact, but also just gets it out of the way. I shook their hand. There's nothing else there. Once, I think once you hug, once you kiss, once you do anything more than a handshake, you need to have more conversation. A handshake is the conversation. Hello.
Yeah.
And you can just walk away and not talk anymore. And I like that. I don't want, if I want to have a long talk with you, then yeah, I get it. Pull you in, stuff like that. But I don't really need all that. A handshake is fine. And I don't care if it's grasped. I don't like the guy who goes in like, so I like to go straight on with the handshake. I'm doing a hand straight on like that.
45.
When they come in the 45 and they're trying to over the top, you Stallone
torque.
Style.
Yeah. Trying to torque you.
They turn their hat backwards before they shake your hand.
And they're gripping and they're trying to show you strength in their hand, which is, I've never understood that. Yeah. It's a squeeze. Or if someone gives me a dead fish, I'm fine.
Yeah. That's the wrestler handshake, which I like.
They do that. Man.
Yeah. Like if when you meet pro wrestlers, like when pro wrestlers shake each other's hands, they do it as gentle as possible because everything else in their life is so hard and brutal. Mm-hmm. And
they probably have arthritis.
I like that. It's like the minimal
osteoporosis.
Amount.
That one. I had someone the other day. I was at a comedy show in Taunton, Mass, and the guy was just helping run. He was just an audience member or something like that. But he was like someone that knew the guy running it, and he goes, "Oh, you're one of the comedians." And he put my hand on his hand, but he grabbed at my hand before I could shake the hand and just grabbed the fingertips and squeezed them.
The premature shake, dude.
It went weak shake, huh? And I called him out. I went, "You went fingertips, asshole."
Yeah.
And he goes, "Excuse me." I'm like, "I saw what you did there. Put your hand fucking back." So I squeezed his arm. He goes, "Ah," I'm like, "Yeah, you like that shit?" So that was the way I met an audience member.
I've been working out.
Right. I have been, you fuck. I'll fuck a hand up. I don't care. But it was like,
yeah, he tried to blame you for him prematurely squeezing.
No, he was trying to show he was strong. And then he goes, "Oh, I have large hands." I go, "No, you don't." And he put his hands up, and they're a little bit bigger than mine. And he goes, "See?" He goes, "No, they're large compared to my tiny Irish hands. But Shaquille O'Neal would fuck you up. You don't have large hands. You have, in comparison of us two dudes, bigger hands. But you don't have large hands, you fuck."
I got hand-shamed at City Steam one time. I was hosting the weekend, first show of the weekend, Friday night, and I got up on stage. Before I even said a word, some guy yelled out, "You have small hands."
Like Trump?
Is that...
Yeah,
that was he trying
to
Trump.
Say? Yeah, I guess so. He was trying to tell me I had tiny little hands like Trump, and
so you were on stage,
but
I just got
on stage. Yeah,
was he sitting front row?
He was sitting pretty close. It was like three people back.
I would never even notice your hands.
Maybe he was hitting on you.
Yeah,
maybe he wanted to see his penis in your hands.
I don't know. Either way, I was like, that's easy for you to say from out in the audience. Why don't you show me your fucking hands? And he held up his hands, and they were enormous. And I was just like, "Oh God, this backfired. They're huge. This guy's got huge hands." Everyone.
Yeah, well, he can't get out of handcuffs. You can.
But that's what he wanted, though. He wanted you to acknowledge his hands.
Hmm.
That was a weird alpha thing. Look at little man hands. Then you'd go, "What about yours?" He's like, "Everyone see the one thing I have."
Yeah, look at this catcher's mitt.
Look at this. I don't have to buy foam fingers. Look at me. I am foam fingers. I don't get all that handshake thing. But that's fine. Fist bump, I don't mind. I get when people do it. I don't like when they won't adapt. If I go to shake your hand and you're in fist bump, and I'm like, I'll go, "Okay, fist bump, I'll switch." But if I go that way and they're like, they won't leave the fist bump, they're like, no, this is what I do.
It's too much energy to...
I know it's supposed to be a germs thing, right?
it's a germaphobe thing.
As you cough into the microphone.
That's fine. I'll be doing that all day. But it's a germs thing. That's where it really came from. I mean, I thought it actually came from that. Isn't that from prison? They used to do it through the glass, the prison love.
That I don't know.
That's in, what's that movie with Half-Baked.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Prison love. And then he's like, no window love. That's what it's called. No window love right now. But like they could do that through the window. But I also, I know Vinny Pagano, or a comic we know, he used to do that and say it was because of the germs. And then I went on stage one time and said, "Well, Vinny, just for you know, I jerk off with the back of my hands." So,
ooh.
Yeah, see? Played well. But I get the fist bump thing, I guess. But it's just, I don't know. It's just another effort thing. It's like, I don't need to know. Why do we have, it's almost like we have like some kind of like weird thing that's telling us who you are as a person. Like, fist bump to me tells me you're trying to be cool. A handshake... My grandfather did handshakes. My grandfather was not cool. Old men aren't cool. They're just like, "Hello, sir. Business." They're just, "I'm getting through this shit." I would rather personally head nod and hello.
Oh, that's great.
I don't need to touch you. Hi.
I don't stick
hello.
Up.
Hello. That works better. Just a nice greeting. How was your day? That's better than, I don't need to touch you.
How do you do?
How do you do, sir? Good day.
I don't stick up for myself very often, but if I go in for a handshake, I will not correct course. So if I go in for a handshake and you go to fist bump me, I will just shake your fist.
I am with him. I will do that.
That's like one of the only situations where I'll stick up.
I don't know what this means. Okay, so.
And I just go.
You know what? I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Because it fits. It's in there like ball, like a ball.
Have you ever
socket.
Considered going over, though? So when they go in.
Right, go in. So I'm going to
do this.
Oh, clasp. Ooh, he clasped over.
I don't like that. That feels like I'm going to assault someone. I don't know.
Okay. Maybe I'm just too aggressive.
You know, this one where you put your hand and go in the handshake. Yeah. And then you go in. No, you come in and you do this.
Oh, he's grabbing the upper part of my arm like the old 70s. Yeah, give me some skin, jive turkey.
I don't know the jive turkey, but I like just a salutation. I like just that. Hi, in a wave, a little Pope wave. Hello. I don't need to touch it. Why do we got to touch?
Pope waves would be a great trend. Let's get that started.
Some people just like human
started.
Contact.
the Pope did start it.
But I mean, let's make it catch on.
But why? That, to me, that's the easiest way. Because also, like, oh, here's another one. So you're at a party, or you're at some place, a gathering, someplace like that, and I see you, and it's across the room.
Yeah.
You see me, I see you. I go, hey, Stash, or whatever. We acknowledge that we see each other.
Yeah.
We don't need to shake hands now later.
No.
But I see that they do that, then they go forward, and now they do. We did the greeting. Now it's just a conversation. But now, I mean, unless it's one of those, like, I haven't seen you in a long time and you have an affection thing. But I think there's more affection in talking than there is in touching.
Yeah, now you're just being greedy for handshakes.
Yeah, they just want to touch.
Yeah, some people just press the flesh.
People
they
need
get greedy
it.
For it.
Yeah, I guess they need it. But I don't really get it. I like a handshake.
Doesn't
go get
it also
a
release endorphins
other.
In you?
Handshaking?
I think just touching flesh to flesh. Doesn't that do that?
Maybe. I don't
it
feel
it depends on
sometimes
depends on whose flesh you're touching. Yeah.
They might be the runaway type endorphins, but
what do people without arms do? Like, for real, what do they do? I've never seen it, but people that don't have hands, what's their greeting? It's a head nod, I would assume.
Well, which, like, no hands, no arms,
okay.
Like.
Well, if let's just say you have no hands and you have nubs. If you have nubs, if someone else has nubs, I can see a nub on nub touch.
Yeah,
nub fist.
Nub on fist too.
Nub on nub action. Oh well, no,
I knew
you could do a fist bump to a nub.
No, no. If you put your fist out, if I put my fist out and you nub me, I'm out of here.
Oh, you would not like my friend.
No, I would not like your friend. You can't nub my fist.
No, she does that. She puts.
She?
Yes.
No. Yeah, I don't
she's
know.
Missing
I like her
forearm.
Less.
I fist bumped a comedian's nub one time. He had two nubs.
Yeah, I'll say hi. I don't know what to do. That's too. And if that person leads with it, they're an asshole because they're trying to make me uncomfortable. They are. Because if I go to handshake and don't realize she has a nub, and then she has to come out, I'm like, oh, shit, sorry for your loss or whatever you say. Like, but I wouldn't know what to do. But like, if they start off and just throw you a fucking jackknife right away, and you're like, ah, fuck, I don't know what to do with this. Like, I would go elbow. I would go elbow to show them I'm with you. You know?
Seems, oh, yeah, it's like you're matching.
That seems courteous.
I'm in spirit.
You're
you know,
matching,
you got a nub,
yeah.
I'll go elbow chicken wing and hit him with the nub.
Yeah, that's closer to what they got.
Yeah, it's closer to what they got. Now, I'm trying to be one of them.
Does that lead us into, like, you know, the Bash Brothers?
The arm bash. No, that's yeah. No one does that as their first hello.
That was Mark McGuire and Jose Canseco not being ableist. they were being very accepting.
They couldn't move their arms, call it steroids.
They would yell at people in the audience for doing the wave. How dare you? Others can't. How dare you? But they would. I also didn't like that Walt Weiss was in on that. Like, you are not a Bash brother. You're like a Bash cousin at most. But like, they would. But that the Bash. The people don't know when you do your arm up like a wing, you hit someone else with your arm. That's not something you do on the first meeting. I've met people like that.
I think it needs to start happening.
That's a meathead though. You are a meathead, like, yo, what's up? And you just fucking go for a bash. You're insane if you go for a bash.
Yeah, no, you definitely know where to get roofies if you greet someone for the first time like that.
Yes.
Yes.
They're in your
fanny pack.
Now, okay, so, but, it, okay, so we just covered that, and I think most people think we're talking about men and men right there. That's... Hmm. For the most part, that's what it is. I know we're supposed to say here in 2019, well, Pat, I would shake everyone's hand like that. But I think if we're going to be uncomfortable, we have to be honest.
Sure.
I think most of us don't go to the same handshake with a female as we do with a male. I don't think we do. I know for a long time, like I said, I would go to a hug, even if I didn't know them. And I was very happy when this Me Too movement happened because, ladies, nobody was more uncomfortable than I was hugging you. Most of you women, I don't want to touch. I don't want to at all. And yeah. I felt weird. I didn't. Stash, I've been to shows with you. You're very uncomfortable with that to the point where you say, what am I supposed to do? I've heard you say that to a couple people.
Yeah, I always.
That is so woke, though.
I always throw out the same professional handshake that I do to anyone, regardless of race or color. I had a weird thing with Crystal Dyer that time where I was just like, I just don't hug. And she's like, but I'm a hugger. And I was just like, I do not hug people I do not know. And it was weird. And I've tried to immerse myself. I've tried to get a little used to it since then by like hugging friends a lot. And I'm getting better, but it's still, if I just met you, I don't want to hug you. You're a weird person to me. And I get almost like skittish, like an abused dog. We shouldn't be this close. I don't know you. I don't trust you yet.
Do you piddle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I piddle a little bit.
When you say hug, to be clear here, when I hear hug, I think of the standard, you know, father, son, father, daughter, family hug, where someone comes both arms all around, almost bear hug style, where one person's hugging lower and one person's hugging higher. Mm. That's a hug. I don't do that with anyone I know friend-wise. I don't embrace. You know what? Mike Holmes. Do you know Mike Holmes?
Yeah.
The comic from New Hampshire who looks like a bigger John. Yep. He looks like you, like a big giant guy. Gives the greatest hugs in the history of the world. I haven't seen him in years, but the first thing I'd want to do is I'd walk over and I would get the giant hug. This man would just engulf you. And he meant it. He's just a big, gentle, giant, wonderful guy. And he would hug you. And it was a very nice thing. And you would feel warm and safe.
Does he wear flannel?
Sometimes,
wearing hats
and
everything.
He's a great guy, very funny comic, and
yeah,
I
he looks
told
like
him
he
that.
Works at a brewery, so it's he's that kind of.
And he also could be a brewery, like he's that.
Yeah,
guy. But he would also, I would tell him that. I go, you have the best hugs, and he's like, well, thank you. I try to work on my hugs and make them good. Now, but mostly if I meet someone who is a woman, I go in kind of that way, but I always make sure, and you and I discussed this beforehand, so I want to bring this up. I always make sure I am leaning forward, pelvis, everything back.
To keep the tits from pushing up against you just in case.
Okay, I wasn't even thinking tits,
okay.
But I like what you were going
with. Yeah, I tried to avoid boob contact.
So you're avoiding their parts where I'm making sure my parts are avoiding them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm always, well, I also think that it's a sign. It's a more of a, it's not a sign of love or care. It's a hello greeting when you go just kind of, I'm reaching enough to let you be in my circle, but you're not really touching me type thing, and don't go in. Now, with a guy, I don't, like besides Mike Holmes, like I said, I've never gone, or my son, I've never gone both arms around. It always is get me in with the one hand, going across, so the right arm crossing my body like this, pulling them in and other arm, going around, usually to two taps, or at least one tap, but going that way. Never looking for weapons, but now I will. But reaching over, doing that quickly and popping away from it, that kind of thing. But you had said that you've had an experience with a shake.
Where, so, like, people who aren't even, like, really close guy friends come in for the hug, and they just basically hump your leg.
Hump your leg? Like they come crotch. Like,
and
they go too close.
I'll admit, with my close male friends, I do that on purpose, but we both do it.
Right, you're joking.
We're
joking. Doing like a ha ha ha, like an Adam Sandler humpy type thing.
But you know that those guys are doing it to girls too, and they're doing it to me. It's just awkward.
And that made me think, okay, I never thought about the hug. Now, they're doing it as a joke.
Yeah.
But let's say I went in for the, I always called it the much love hug, because I always thought, like, you know, some guys like, yo, much love, and he would just like do the handshake and pull you in.
Yep.
I call it the much love hug, and he would go in like that. And if we both did that, if your crotch touched mine, handshake over, we are not talking. We should. There's no way. And this isn't anything about gay or whatever. Even if a woman did that, there should be a space in between us.
Yeah.
There should not be a space in between us, room for the penis. That's what I think the rhyme would be. You gotta have room. You gotta have room for it. If you're pulling in, you should not be sinking the sausage.
Man, I'm
going to
say that when
sinking,
I hug people from now on while I'm doing it. Like I'm trying to keep the steps right in my head. Like, oh, space in between us, room for the penis. Okay, here we go.
It's good. Clear, definitive rules.
Well, Stash, if you want to make sure no one ever hugs you again, please say that mantra out loud while you hug someone. Space in between us, room for the penis. And good day to you, sir. I said good day. But yeah, I always like that space in between. It's a quick. It should be also a quick in and out. It's not a, it's not an embrace. It's not a
mind
hold.
You, they did just release a study that says hugs that are 20 seconds or longer are actually healthy for you. But
who did that study?
I don't know.
Yeah, imagine, but it's hugs between like
loved ones. I think is
yeah,
better.
Exactly.
Now,
not,
do you,
not
do you,
fucking
do you
open micers
or like? Do you have brothers and sisters?
No, I'm an only child. That probably explains a lot of my weirdness about affection.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, but he has no. He's not hugging his parents. He's not hugging anyone.
Not hugging anyone? Oh.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely not hugging my parents.
Well, he could, but jail.
Oh.
No, he'd go to jail for hugging dead people.
Oh.
The grave robber.
Oh, that made cool. You better. He's like,
no,
oh,
I'm,
oh, okay.
I'm an orphan too. Don't worry.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
I see my father at least twice a month, and when I see him, his greeting is always a hug. And he pulls you in. It's quick. It's release. It's gone. I hug him. I hug my sisters. When I see my mom, I hug her. My whole family's always been hugging. We hugged every night going to sleep. It wasn't a lot of – it wasn't like – my dad wasn't somebody – we weren't kissing. Hmm. They weren't that way. Like, I know a lot of parents do that. I still do. My son is 13, and I'll give him a – when he goes to bed, I'll give him a kiss on top of his forehead. And he's still fine with that because I've always shown him affection, so it's not like an odd thing. I also would never, like, do it in public. Even without him asking, if his friends were there, I'm not the guy who's like grabbing him, whatever. I let him lead that thing. I always knew as a kid, whatever, I let the kids lead on that.
Yeah.
If they want to say I love you, then I say it right back. If they want to give me a hug in front, which they always have, which I appreciate, there's always they've never cared about their friends being there. They'll give me a hug, I'll hug back. But if they want to just wave and say see you later, I'm not but hurt. I get it.
Yeah.
That's the way society is, and I understand being a teenager. But my family always did hug, and I'm that kind of way. I always said I always hugged. Always said I love you with the hugs. That's why my family always was. So even when you knew they didn't mean it, like your dad could just be yelling. My dad could be yelling at me and saying, "I can't believe you have the same last name. Why would I ever give you my name? You're a junior. You're disappointing. I love you." It's like, what? But it would definitely be that at the end of the thing. It'd be a yelling and screaming. But we always made sure that
mixed signals, Dad.
What was it? I think at the end of the day, what he taught me there. Weirdly enough, my mom did it too. Even though they got upset. What it taught me was, yes, you can get angry and upset at the people you care about, but always let them know at the end that you still care. Mm. Like, it's that same mentality in my head where if I'm fighting with someone, even if it's just a friend, whatever, I don't like to go to sleep with
Dude,
the anger.
You
got to
write a book about this stuff.
I am trying. a lot of my dumb Yoda stuff, but that's how I kind of have always felt that at the end of the day, you should always make sure all those things are resolved because not so much for yourself, but because I always remember the times people were mad at me and then didn't. Someone who would shake my hand at one time and then didn't. I always remember not getting the greeting. Like, if somebody thought wasn't sure someone was mad at me, you can tell in how the way they greet you. So if you thought, like, somebody was upset at you, like, thought another comic was talking shit, or when you were playing rugby, some guy was mad at you about whatever because you said something dumb the night before drinking, whatever, you would go, you would normally shake their hand. If they didn't shake your hand, you'd remember that. Then you'd go home, you'd be in your room, and then you would dance around in your head and get you down.
Plotting ways to kill.
So at the end, get mad at them, get mad at yourself, but ideally feel bad about yourself. And then that person might not have done it on purpose, but even if they did, wasn't trying to hurt you in that way, they were just upset themselves. So I always made sure no matter what, even though I was upset at somebody, I let them know about it before they left my space so they wouldn't go home and fuck with themselves in the head. Because I think that's the worst place you can be, is alone in their head. So to me, I understand why people want a greeting and how I have to do the greeting. But I always think about how if I don't do it, I'm really sending a message. So that way, because I think that way, if I don't say hi back to you, I'm doing it on purpose and I fucking hate you. Like, that's a real message from me. Like, for me, if someone's like, hey, what's up? And I just stare at you, I want you to understand I heard you and I don't care for what you're selling right now.
I actually just felt afraid when you looked at me like that.
Yeah, good. I'll be honest.
If you want, I can move the recorder so you can look at the time, too.
I will put my face next to the recorder and stare up at you two the entire rest of the time. Now, I also think with all kinds of greetings, there has to be eye contact. I'm a big eye contact person. I think if you shake my hand and stare somewhere else, it makes me think you don't want to have the handshake.
Yeah.
You don't want to have the greeting.
It's one of the times where I go out of the way to make eye contact.
But it's like you're scouting the room for better hands to shake. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like how I'm making you comfortable. I'm looking around right now, locking eyes with Snosh, and he's shaking.
Looking around for something.
Oh, I love this. Because the one thing I can do all day is just stare. I can even make sure I don't blink. It's a real good time. What I'll do sometimes to get my kids or my girlfriend upset is I'll go up to them, and I'll just like get closer. And like now I'm doing it to Snosh now, and I'll just like start to dance. And he's looking at me. And they hate that. And I'll just dance around and just move around and just make the fucking dead on eye contact. It's like I should have been a stripper.
Yeah, that's another thing that I'm very anxious about is weird is people weirdly moving around right next to me, but I don't think that one's as unusual.
No, I think most people don't want writhing anywhere near that.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I think eye contact is important, and I think there should be levels to greetings. I think there should be. I know we say everybody should greet the same, but no, I think that greetings are signs of affection, and therefore the way you greet someone lets them know how you feel about them. And I'm not saying you should have one like, I fucking hate you, but a handshake like that, to me, a normal just handshake is for just, I don't know you, I'm just meeting you, how are you? But if I know you, I think it deserves more than that because I'm trying to show you, hey, it's good to see you, you know? But I don't know which one to use.
Well, do you have any like specific greetings you use with certain people, like you just mentioned with your kids, like you do say I love you
and hug
like
all that.
Now is there any other like special, like I don't know, I don't want to say like pet terms you have with people, but is there anything specific you might say with
I'm
with,
usually rude.
Rude, okay.
But that's me. Like he knows that, like, hey, you motherfucker, like a thing, because that's who I am. If yeah. I'm not making fun of you, I don't like you.
Yeah.
Like I that's kind of my ball busting way with people. Like, hey, you son of a bitch or whatever like that. Like, or you know what? I do a lot, and that's I'm thinking about it more. With people I'm close with, and Sasha will know, realize when I say this, I call them sir.
Yeah.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
I do that, and I do that with other, when my Frankie picked me up the other day, and Dave Hintz picks me up and stuff like that. When I see Dan Brown, I'm always like, hello, sir. And yeah. I also, with Dan, my roommate, every time he comes out of his room, and the kids always know this, I always go, hola. I do it to him and the kids. I do Spanish with them. But I think it's, without meaning to, I've made my own little hello to them.
Mm-hmm. I use sir in the opposite way. Sir to me is a way to keep somebody at arm's length. Like that to me is like somebody at work who you see all the time, but you're not like friends with. And I'll be like, oh, good day, sir, or something dumb like that. But my friends, I would never call sir, I don't think.
The first person I started doing that with comedy-wise was Howie Mason.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. It was like a little fun respect. Hello, sir. Hello, sir.
Yeah.
You would do that. And then it
well,
became
he's very
thing.
Old.
To you, he's like, first of all, you're not close to right. Howie's like a couple years older than me. That's it, I think.
Really?
Yeah, but he just looks terrible. But but we would I always liked that because to me it was like a sign of respect, but also like a fun little. It, in my mind, I was making a joke about like how I almost like I don't know you, but yet I know you. Like you yeah. know, it's like Frankie all the time. Hello, sir. How's it going, sir? Like same thing like that. My buddy Dion, people like that. Brandon.
See, I do it a lot too, and I'm just making a connection here. Maybe, you know, because of rugby, always calling the official sir.
I do think a lot of my greetings, a lot of the rugby was a lot of hugging and a lot of ass slapping.
A lot of forced contact.
A lot of forced contact. Me and Stu Cushman, our thing was we were on the rugby field. Everybody would shake hands. Him and I would make sure we walk by each other, make eye contact with the other team, and then slap each other in the ass and yell softball team. That was, we would watch the players, and then this is back in the late 90s where they'd go, oh, those two are gay. And then they got afraid of being tackled by a gay softball player. I don't know what it was, but we would see it kind of work. And I was like, our joking thing. Now I just thought of that with Brandon when him and I do the Paddle to Sad podcast. He started this. We do it to each other. Whoever comes in the room, the other person like announces them like they're coming in. Like he'll be like, so Brandon will walk in and go, Paddles, ladies and gentlemen, Paddles. And I'll be like, Brandon Smith, ladies and gentlemen. Like that's been kind of our fun like little greeting, like
yeah.
an announcing thing to each other. But I have those little more of like the like I say more of the verbal greeting than the handshake greeting. Because I don't even know if I really ever shake Brandon's hand. I mean, once in a while. I think the more I see someone, Stosh shook my hand today because he came and shook your hand. We don't usually shake hands. But we make sure, every time I see Stosh in the room, we make sure we greet and talk. And we just
you felt obligated to shake his
hand.
Well,
no, I don't think it was that. But I think Stosh and I have a thing I have with a lot of my friends where you feel like you can just pick up where you left off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you kind of don't need to greet. You're just that's the safe space. I like that at parties and stuff, or a place I have to go where you're like, oh good, a human. I don't have to be something fake in front of them. I can just walk over and go, oh, can you believe this shit? And just right away. That's like my greeting sometimes. It's like, what the fuck is this show? Or what the fuck's going on with this guy? It's like, who the fuck's this on stage? And just that's our thing, just talking right away. But I don't know if I want to go into the. I wouldn't want a handshake with them because then would feel like something was wrong.
Yeah, no.
We had
weird.
Every time. I did nothing wrong with touching.
It felt weird today.
It did. I mean, it did. I was like, uh oh.
It looked weird.
I thought you maybe. Mm-hmm. I didn't. But I thought you just were in handshake mode. You. I think that was.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
And it was. I shook his hand. If I don't shake Pat's hand, maybe Pat will think that's weird. I don't know. It's uncomfortable.
Might come off as a weird insult.
And that's the thing too. Do you feel like when you go into a group of people? So let's say the two of you are standing there, and I walk over.
Yeah.
And there's a third person. Now I know you. You, I walked over with you. I don't know that guy, but you know the next guy.
Yeah.
A, I'm not always, hey, Pat Oates, and like do that thing to the guy. I usually wait for the person that knows him to introduce me. If no one does it, I'll do the introduction, but then I go right to handshake. But I don't shake hands before the introduction is done. And sometimes that'll lead to me thinking they'll take on that call and they'll do it. And then we both just stand there fucking weird. And then think the other one doesn't want to meet the other person.
I try to go out of my way to do it because that's like every single time you meet somebody new, it's like a chance to convince a stranger you're not as weird as you really are. I'll go up to them right away, look them straight in the eye and shake their hand, introduce myself, even though it goes against everything that I feel in my heart.
But you'll introduce and go, okay, even if you don't know their name?
Yeah. I'll be like, hey, what's going on, man? Stosh. And then they'll tell me their name.
And they'll go, Stan? Stish? Stook? Yeah. Like no one's ever heard you say Stosh.
They'll be like Josh.
Josh.
Dan.
Yeah, Dan. Phil. Tamika. Is it Tamika?
Larry?
I wish it was Tamika.
Oh, I wish it was Larry.
Yeah, Larry's good too.
I want to be Larry Makita. That's a hockey guy, I think.
No, Stan Makita. My actual name. Actual Stan Larry. Stosh Makita.
Which is also a Larry Makita.
Wait, your name is really Stan?
Yeah, Stan Stosh Makita.
No, like it's not Stan Stosh.
Well, Stosh is the nickname for Stan.
But your name's not Stosh.
Oh. Wait.
Yeah, neither was his, but his thing says Stan,
talking to John
Stosh
now,
Makita.
His name is not, just like your name's not John, your name is Jonathan.
Yeah.
You go by John. Stosh is a Polish nickname for Stanley, right?
Yeah. It's to Stanley what, like, Jack is to Jonathan.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And what Dick is to Richard.
Yep.
I always liked that.
Yeah.
I kind of wish I was a Richard so I could be Dick.
Yeah. But. Well, see, wouldn't be that.
I don't have a good last name for Dick, but I sure would like
Dick
to.
Dick Makita?
Yeah, Dick Makita's
actually,
not that great.
I like it.
That's right off the tongue. It just rolls right
Dick
off.
Dick Makita. Right. It sounds like a Japanese move.
It's so.
And he gave the old Dick Makita.
So many hard Ks. That's great.
You don't want hard Ks. Nobody wants hard Ks.
As long as it's not three in a row.
Yes. But that, okay. So, verbally wise, I like greeting people in that way. But now, when it's time to leave, I'm awful. That I'm good at greetings.
Oh,
goodbyes.
Yeah. That's where I blow it every time.
I'm a fan of the Irish exit.
Yeah.
Just taking right off, away, running away.
Disappear.
Irish goodbye nonstop.
Worked when I drink.
Yeah.
But now that everyone knows that I'm sober,
oh,
you can't just think, oh, they're like, he knew. He just, and they know. And they know you just took off.
Yeah, but you don't have to acknowledge it.
Acknowledge it.
Yeah,
and then there's always one asshole.
You can be
who
like, you were so
you
drunk,
goes,
you don't remember me saying bye.
No, and they'll be like, I remember goodbyes.
it's much
too late for goodbye.
Like a week before I started dating my girlfriend, I invited her to karaoke at Christie's in New Haven, and it's like, no matter what I tried, it was packed in there, and there was always like two people in between me and her, and I couldn't really get an opportunity to talk to her, and I Irish goodbye'd like literally 30 minutes into it after having asked her to come over here, and I'm not sure why she dates me.
I was gonna say,
oh, you Irish goodbye'd her,
and she's still dating you,
her and everyone else.
This girl sounds amazing.
I enjoy that my girlfriend just walked away laughing at that.
Yeah. Irish goodbye'd her, Cal White, Craig Taylor, all my friends.
I just learned I can't Irish goodbye my girlfriend.
I couldn't do it now. I could definitely not get away with it now.
Like when I'm at a comedy show, like when I'm at comics on Thursdays, and there's a bunch of moving parts there and everything like that, and Frank and I are getting ready to leave, I don't say goodbye to everyone. I say goodbye to the people that I feel it's important to say goodbye to.
Yeah.
So it was time to leave. Frank will be like, you ready to go? And I'll be like, just give me a minute, and I go and say goodbye to Dan Young, who's the manager of the comedy club, and I've, I used to work with there and I'm friends with, but also the guy who runs the room.
Yeah.
I say goodbye to the sound guy, Luke, because I become friendly with him, but also he's important to the cog of us doing the show together.
Yeah.
I chat with a lot of the wait staff throughout the night, but I don't go say goodbye to the wait staff, and that's for a couple reasons, but one reason is that I've never really worked with them. I was never around. I wasn't their manager at the time there. Two, I didn't order anything from them because I don't go through them to get things of that nature. And there's so many of them moving around. It's in my head, if you're going to say goodbye to one, you say goodbye to all.
Yeah, and then
you
end up
do that.
Like walking in lines back and forth across the room trying to get them while they're
right
in the middle of working.
And then I say goodbye to whatever owner is around, Mike or Mark, if they're there to make sure, because hey, they're the ones that make the reason I'm there. And then I say goodbye to the comics that were on the show with me. And make sure I say goodbye to each one of them on my way out. Now, if I don't see one of them on my way out, then no, I don't do that. But if it's someone that I think I'm close enough with, I will send a message from the car saying, hey, had to run out, you know, have a good night, good working with you again.
Yeah, didn't see you on the way out.
Right.
Good working with you, yeah.
Especially if there's somebody who books a show or does it, where it's a business type thing, like, hey, good to see you, hopefully we work again soon. So I put it in their head that, hey, you can book me on your thing as well. But most of my goodbyes are usually to cover my ass to get more work. Mm. I don't usually do a goodbye. I'll never just run out. Like, with family and stuff like that, I like goodbyes. I don't like it when someone just walks out the door and takes off. Even if they're just going to go and come back, let me know where you're going. Like, you know, if you're leaving. But if I'm at a party and if I've been introduced, if I just got introduced to you and then we never spoke, like, you know, that's happened at parties or places like that where it's like, Pat, John, Pat, and you go, hello, and then we just went off our separate ways. I don't feel like at the end of the day I need to go over and say goodbye to you.
I actually love just walking away from people like that.
Oh, I do that. That's too, to leave the conversation. Like, hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. Oh, what do you do? I do this thing. And then if I don't feel anything else, I just go, eh. And then I just turn around and walk away. I don't yeah. even give a full thing. I don't do the whole, I need to go over here now.
I get a lull of 5 seconds or more, I just walk away without saying a word. I was like, oh, apparently we're done here. And
five,
I just move on
seconds,
to the next
yep.
thing. Yeah.
At Joker's Wild, I used to do that when a comic was annoying me about, like, hey, Pat, so you think I can get a gig? I go, oh, I need to stand over here now. I would say that. And then I'd go, I'd walk a little farther away and then stand over there.
Yeah.
And if they followed me, I went, you're not understanding.
To me, it's weirder if you just announce to the person next to you, like, hello, I'm going to walk over there now. Like, that is weird as hell, dude.
I just giving a fake excuse, and everything a leak or something like that. That's
yeah,
it's
they
not
do
worth
that,
it to me.
No, what's the worst is this happened to me? Oh, I'll go with you. I'm like, ah, fuck. Like, don't go with me.
Yeah, what are we, ladies in a movie? That's
yeah.
crazy,
ladies in a
dude.
Movie.
I can hold it myself.
At the end of the day, Stash, aren't we all ladies in a movie?
I know at the end
only
of the day we're all girls
dresses.
That
yes.
just want to have
the
fun.
Perfect amount. I don't feel a need for a goodbye as much as a hello. A greeting makes sense. It's whatever. If I haven't seen you in a while, then yes, I make sure I say goodbye as well and say, yo, keep in touch, even though that's not happening. But I think that works there. But once again, does the goodbye have to match the hello?
I don't think so.
If I hug you hello, I got to hug you goodbye.
You think so?
I think. I know it's gone the other way. I know that I've done comedy shows with female comics where I had never met them, and we did a handshake, and when the time was over, they wanted to hug me.
Hmm. Yeah, if it's a good show, you might get a hug on the way out, even if
but I'm not looking. But that's... Don't you think that's unfair for them to think that they now earned a hug? They might think it was a good show because they did 15 minutes in front of me, but maybe I wasn't impressed. Or maybe I'm tired. I performed last most of the time. They had time to rest. I don't want to hug you. I'm a bit sweaty. I'm not in a hugging mood.
Well,
if I shook your hand on the
sweaty.
Way in, I'm shaking your hand. Maybe next time, because now we've had a day, I'll give you a hug. We didn't earn that in an hour and a half. That's somebody whose relationships go too fast.
Hmm.
They push things too fast. We have to progress. I need more out of you now. I don't need that. I need fucking time. I do. I can't have that. If you're going to shake my hand on the way in, I'm shaking your... Because you're also teaching me what you do. If you fist bump me, I might have fucked up at the beginning, but when we're leaving, I know to fist bump you. Now, if you try to go handshake, I respect that because you tried to go my route. But if you go anything else besides the two things, either the paper or the rock, if you go scissor, fuck off. Because we did this, and we were establishing each other who we are. So if we start with a hug, we end with a hug. If we start with a hey, we end with a hey. But we don't switch it up. We don't start off with a handshake and end in a kid and play foot kick dance move. Which, by the way, more people should do. That should be more of a greeting. I did that with Sean Murray one time. I think it's the only time I've kid and played foot movement.
I'll learn that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun. No, I'm all right. I think
See? And I appreciate that.
I think it'd be fun, like, if there was a comedy show rule where, like, we may shake hands at the beginning of the show, but if I hear you tell a joke where you call trans people transformers, I get to box your ears on the way out.
Just their ears?
Yeah, just box their ears. That's my greeting on the way out.
Right. I think that's not fair. You either box their ears on the way in, anticipating the joke. No, that's what you do. That's fair. You go to the show. You don't know any better about their act.
Yeah.
Shake their hand.
Yep.
You hear the fucking Transformers bit. You shake their hand on the way out. But let them know, next time I see you, I'm greeting you based on this meeting. And then when they come in, you box them in the ears. And they're like, what is that? Transformers.
I feel you're going to have like a whole list in your phone.
He would remember.
Yeah.
You remember who does that.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, are you a public, that you are in a new relationship, and you are in a long one, about to get married. Are you guys both public display of affection? I know you show affection on Instagram and things like that. And Stosh, I think we're going to start playing a game on the podcast that every time he mentions he has a girlfriend, someone's going to have to take a drink. But... Which we're doing now. I made him.
I am so happy.
I like that it's made him uncomfortable. I just did it. He didn't even realize.
I was counting in my head. It was one
today.
Yeah.
Last show there was a bunch.
Last show.
Well, that's because
four.
We were talking about my Easter I spent with her. What the fuck was I supposed to do?
I like this.
Son of a bitch.
If you guys want to know the color of the rouge of Stasha's blush, it is a rosy cheek.
I just had to take a hit off my jewel for all this stress you're giving me.
All right. So. Are you public display of affection people?
With her, yes. With other people, I'm not really touchy-feely unless I am like really close with them.
Right.
Like one of the things I love to do is, as I said, like when I see my male friends like that I'm close with. Fuck the shit out of their leg. Lift them up in the air because most of them are smaller than me.
Right.
So I like lift them up in the air, throw them around. Or if it's like, you know, people I haven't seen in a while. I kind of like to give them a little bit of a, you know, when you're going for the hug and they're like, oh, how you doing? I'm like, oh, so much better now.
Right. Nice. Do you whisper it?
Yeah. Whisper it. Because I don't want to yell.
I like that. I like
I don't want to yell in the air like, so much better now.
Oh, so much better now.
So much better now. Now I can make it creepy, though. That you just gave me that idea. Yes. I didn't even think about that before.
But are you the same way? Okay. With your girlfriend, are you the same way with her in public than you are at home? Or do you notice there's a little change in it? Or is it more over the top? Is it the same? Are you just acting the same way around her no matter what? Or are you, like, if you, I mean, you guys live together, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're together, when you're going somewhere, you're usually going somewhere together. But there are times
in
life.
No, at home,
I
avoid her as much as possible.
Perfect. That's how it works. But if you meet her out somewhere, let's say, like, you came home from work and she went somewhere else and you met, do you meet with a sign of affection or do you just both know that you know each other so you can just sit down
and hug and kiss?
Hug and kiss every time, no matter what.
Every time.
There you go. Now, if you had to leave,
hug and kiss.
Hug and kiss. There you go. Nastasha, in a new relationship, I think there's a lot more of you guys meeting at the same place.
Yeah, I'll give my Voldemort a small hug and a peck on the mouth.
Voldemort.
But, you know, she will not be named.
I was just like, I'm pretty sure she has a nose. I've seen her. She has a nose. But
was this Harry Potter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Voldemort?
You can speak the name. It was a joke.
But I can do a little hug and a peck on the mouth.
Now,
but anything more than that make me uncomfortable.
Okay, but is she also uncomfortable? Or is she? Can you tell?
She's not a PDA person either.
Right. So both of you. Are you a little more reserved in public than you are in private?
Way more reserved in
public. That's
what I asked.
Yeah,
100%. We don't even.
What about holding hands?
Are you a hand holder?
Oh yeah, hand holding, walking. Yeah, that's fine.
Oh really?
That's great. Yeah, I love that.
That one. I'm not a huge fan. I will hold, but I'm a catch and release. I'm a let's hold for a second or two. But my hands just listen,
are they too sweaty?
No, I'm riddled with arthritis. I take pills for it, stuff like that. I work out all the time that way. So I'm always either muscle cramping or bones hurting, and it's raining, whatever. I'm not really a hand holder. Even with my nieces and stuff like that, the 3 and 4 year old nieces, when we cross the street, I'm like, this street better not be long, or you're gonna hit my car because like I don't want to hold hands forever. I'm not really a hand holder. Now, if someone wants to hold my hand, if I'm in a relationship and they're like, hey, I'd like to hold your hand, then yes, I suck it up and I do that. But I'm not the one leading for the handhold at all in that regard. Even like my kids when they were younger, they want to do it. I was like, I'll do it. But I'm like, the hand's not supposed to be held that long. I don't know. How long do we have to hold hand? What are we trying to do here? Like, if we're out, if I'm out and we're just in a place, like in a bar, and you're standing there, we don't need to hold hands in the bar. We can. You're okay. Am I claiming you? Am I trying to keep you away from others? Do you need to keep me? If that's the case, if we're just holding each other to keep us away from other people, then we should release anyway because it's not working out. There is a problem. But I know for a fact I'm a little bit more, without even meaning to be, I'm a little more reserved in public than in private. I don't go into that way, but I do know I'm that way. But if they, I will follow the lead of the other person. If that person wants affection and they start showing it first, I will not make them feel embarrassed, and I will show the affection back 100% and I'll match it.
Yeah.
But I won't be the one starting it. So therefore, if I don't start it, sometimes they feel like they can't go that route, and that's caused problems. Like, well, you don't want to show affection. I'm like, well, you didn't show it. Like, well, I didn't do it because you didn't do it. I'm like, well, let's not overthink. Let's not build scenarios in our heads. You go, you fucking put down the first card, and I'll match the card. But don't expect me to go in.
Yeah, I get uncomfortable leading the affection in 2019, like post Me Too and all that stuff. I just like there's something like deep inside me where it's just like I don't even.
You don't want to cross the
even
line.
Somebody I know. It's just, yeah, I just don't. You lead where the affection and the touching goes. I never want to make anyone uncomfortable.
Now, you and your girlfriend are the same age or close or what?
Somewhat close.
You and your girlfriend are the same age, somewhat close?
10 years apart.
10 years apart, see? And you are the older, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. We're in that same boat. You are younger than me, but you look younger. You don't look that old.
Yeah. Moisturize every day.
Beautiful, and it's working well. I don't do affection, but I want to just rub my cheek against yours and just know what it feels like to be loved. But
me too.
Oh, now I feel so much better now. But I am Stosh is so always,
uncomfortable. No,
he'll watch that. Stosh isn't gay, but loves the gays. He's one probably the biggest straight fan of gays I've ever met.
Yeah, like I'm not. I wouldn't call myself bisexual. But like bisexual adjacent, you know what I mean? Like I couldn't go
visual
as,
curious.
I couldn't go as far as to call myself bi because like every dude I want to fuck is a movie star, like a Ryan Gosling or
I'm
Jason
a star
Momoa.
Fucker, not a guy fucker.
Yeah,
I am.
Whereas like
with Gosling right there.
Yeah. Whereas like every woman I want to fuck is just some dirtbag open micer that's like 23 or whatever. You know what I mean? It's just it's a very different scale.
I'm bisexual adjacent. I only fuck men named Jason and ladies. That's what I do. So you Jasons out there.
If it's Jason Momoa, I'm on board with
Jason,
it.
If a woman named Jason, would you be just...
First of all, fuck a J. Get out of here. I need a J-son. I turned him into a J-man. That's what I do. Hey-o. Anyways, from J-son to J-man. So I am quite a bit older than everyone I date.
Mm-hmm.
Like, alarmingly. So in public, I'm more worried about someone going... Oh, look at that dad and they do that because they see us and they go, oh, because I'm dating someone now. I'm 44, dating someone that's 31. And in my mind, I'm like, yeah, finally I'm dating someone older because it's finally someone over 30. But it's because I got older. You know what I mean? But it's still 30. Like when she was born, I had pubes. Like that's not a good move. Like, so I know people look at us. In any relationship I was in, especially when I was in my late 30s and I first got separated and I was dating people that were in their early 20s, I knew. I mean, it's where you go. But listen, when you're working a lot of nights out there, who you meet is the people that are out there.
I know.
I never want to see gravity on a woman again. But yeah. So it's fair. We're allowed to do what we have to do. So,
I like gravity on a woman is very nice. I love it, dude.
It's a gravity. But I
makes things just a swing real nice, real sexily.
Let's... Save that for the movies. Sex episode.
Okay.
But, this, with me, the problem is with the affection is that I do know the stigma and what we look like. And I don't want her to be embarrassed. And of course, the girl never says she is, but I still feel that, like, because I'm so much older, that the society we're in is people go, look at that guy. Look at that guy's cool. He's banging someone younger than him. Oh, what's wrong with that girl? That guy must have money. Oh, that girl
must
be a slut.
Daddy
this
issues.
Is daddy issues, all that shit. So I feel bad, so I don't put it on her. When I would want to hold her, I am proud of her, and I'll do that. If she wants to do it, I say I'll do it, but I'm not going to do it at first because also there's always that asshole drunken younger guy who goes, this older man bothering you? And so she's like, well, no, that's my boyfriend. He's like, what the fuck? And he gets all, thanks, dude.
I have actually had butt people who have said that.
I thought you said I've actually done that to people. They walked over, is it bothering you? But That kind of shit is the reason why I kind of stay away from the public affection because of who I'm with. Now, if I was dating someone who was my age, which I don't think I ever would at this point because my age is gross. But if I did, it's like, but if I ever did, I do think that I would have less of an issue and I think I would have no problem showing affection. I would never date anyone older than me because that's super disgusting. But at that regard, same way, I think I would also feel weird because then they'd be like, oh, is that your mom?
Depends how much older. If she's way older than me, I could get into it because then it's like she probably doesn't want to fuck that much. She probably gets tired early like me.
No, the dating's fine.
So do you have no libido?
What we're talking about here is...
No, I do have a libido, but...
No, but yeah,
we'll save that
point.
For the sex episode, too.
To stay on point here, what I'm talking about is... If the woman was, you're what, 39. If
you're 39?
The woman was.
Horseshit.
Yeah.
You look younger than me.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, it's sweet. Isn't it sweet? Fuck off, both of you. 50, you both dye your beards. Fuck off. Anyway, so.
I thought I finally had braids.
Yeah, me too.
Finally.
Dick. But if the girl was 50, girl, if the woman was 59 years old.
Yeah.
And you're 39.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't feel a little odd. With the affection in public, because people be like, "Is that your mother?" Because she could be. That doesn't weigh in. I understand people are like it shouldn't matter. You're in love. Yeah, fuckers. That's nice to say. Put yourself in the situation. Take yourself right now and say
the first
if you're somewhere
times,
there.
Maybe
you might get used to, but it's not the it's not where your mentality is that matters. It's the situation you're in. Like you're at a different restaurant. If you're the same, if you guys both go to the same bar or whatever all the time, and then everyone knows you guys as a couple, then yeah, it doesn't fucking matter. But you're going into a new place or whatever, and not everyone knows you there. I worry about their feelings on that when I'm the older and they're the younger.
Well, now you're making me think I'm just gonna get into a lot of fights if I date someone that much older.
Well, you're getting married, and so you're okay. You're gonna be fine. You look happy in pictures, and that's all that matters. And
thank you.
Yeah, I like your picture. Your Instagram is a fun Instagram. So. But I feel that way because of that. Now, I don't want the girl to ever feel like that she'd be embarrassed because of my age. Because I know when I date someone younger, I don't think about their age. I normally don't.
See, I think for my fiance, it's pretty normal to her because her dad is 10 years older than her mom. So I think it's just...
You say that, but it's not like she was around in their dating process.
No, but...
I, when people say, like, I do this because my parents did this, that's just because they were told that their parents did that. If they were there on a double date with their parents, like, I would understand. Like, if their mom was, like, remarried, then I'd get that. But I don't... She doesn't look at that the way people look at them.
Now I have so many questions from my fiance.
Yeah, like, you guys double date. Like, what do you do? But overall, Stash, you're the same... You're less affection in public than you are in private.
100%, yeah.
Now, do you change the way, I know the answer with you, I think, I'll see with you. Stash, are you someone who changes the way you greet a woman when you're with your girlfriend?
No.
You don't think about that? You don't think about, let's say there's a female comic that you get along with,
yeah.
But maybe she does not, because she's a comic as well, and if she does not, do you feel like maybe if you normally are one that gives her a hug, maybe you don't want to give a hug because it might show a weird thing,
there's...
and therefore you got to do it, or you do not even greet at all and stay away because you're like, she might get upset that I do this?
There's two, maybe three female comics that I'm on hugging terms with. Just because I'm
do you have a
friends with them outside of comedy.
Hugging terms.
Yeah, like...
Hugging terms of endearment is going to be the new 2019 version of that movie because it would have to be all softer. It's like, hugging terms of endearment. Is it allowed?
Yeah, no, and I've hugged plenty of female comics, and well, the two or three that I do, I've done it in front of my girlfriend.
Do you
girlfriend,
stare at
no
them
issue.
And look to her to see if it's okay to hold?
No, for sure I don't.
See, that
like,
should be a
like
good
one. Turn your head.
I dated a girl for a while. She was much younger than me, and she was a bit nuts, and I started learning that with those kind of things because we had a lot of the same mutual friends, and because I was managing a place that she was waitressing at, and I was always friendly with all of them, and they were all younger girls. And a lot of younger girls, okay, like to hug and all those kind of things. And we would all do that kind of stuff. And with the hugging, would be fine. Well, we don't have to stick to the. We can go a little.
Just letting you know.
Okay, but I would hug these girls all the time. Then her and I started dating. All of a sudden, it became, oh, you're hugging her. You know, you like her. You want to fuck her. And I'm like, whoa,
super possessive.
So I'd have to be worried. But these other people would be like, I didn't want to get into, I can't greet you the same because this person, this tiny little, you know, tittler over here wants to yell at me and get mad at me, even though I always greeted you this way and it's nothing against you, whatever. So it's like, you know, it's like hug in secret or like not do it and then choose sides, which is an odd thing. And I had to worry about that a lot with a much younger, crazier person. I haven't been in many relationships like that. I don't really care if my significant other hugs, handshakes, whatever. I don't even think about the greeting. I mean, I will worry about when like if there's a guy who's like on his 18th hug, like he's getting rounds, and it's like, all right, dude, you've done it, you felt it.
Ah, so you've met Cliff Moolah.
Yes, I like Cliff, but yeah, he's a fucking hugging motherfucker. But how about you? Are you someone that will change the way you greet a woman when you're with your girlfriend?
If it's someone who I am friends with, no. If it's someone who she is friends with first, yes.
Like, what do you mean?
Their relationship is something is different about it at that point, I'll
you'll neg. You'll neg in it. Like, so in other words, like their good friend, her and her friend having a fight.
Yeah.
You used to give her a hug, now you'll be like, hello.
Yeah,
I like that.
Okay, I'll just that makes stay sense. A
distance. Negative like, greetings. I like that.
It could go the opposite way too. Like her friends that you knew before, but she's better friends than you. They might just get promoted up to hugging.
Gotta be worried about that
now that you're dating.
Gotta worry about the promotion, because the promotion, when you allow it, it makes her think something new about her friend. A lot of times with that greeting, when you rank up the greeting, all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute. I was fine with that. She's fine with that at first, and she goes, wait a minute. And all of a sudden, like, she's texting you, though, because they're friends. Now the friend's texting you. And even though it's just friendly, now she's worried about, uh-oh, what's happening here? Always be careful.
Oh, you're getting into a whole new world when it comes to texting.
I
text my girlfriend and Sean Murray, and that's it.
Graduation text. You know, a greeting. I mean, graduation greeting. Like, if it moves up, you gotta make sure that the significant other is okay with the elevate. Like, I'll even make jokes about it. It's like, a little weird that your friend gave me a hug today. She's like, oh, that's just her. It's fine. She likes you. And then, now you know it's okay.
Good communication.
Always communicate the move up, the graduation, and the greeting. Is there anything other greetings that we have missed here? High five. Fuck off with a high five. We're done. We're done. Wait, with the high fives.
What about with little kids, though?
It's never a kid doesn't want it. It's a way they're training a kid to be a douchebag. You're like, well, kid, high five, fucking high five. They're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And you tell teacher, do this shit. Exactly. What happens next? You teach the high, low, too slow bullshit. That's not nice.
I used to high five ladies that I was better friends with than a handshake, but not comfortable.
No.
Going in for a hug.
Yeah, but it's also still a silly, and you both feel you're like, all right, high five. And you make a joke. Like, I think. It's a Katie Arroyo, someone like that.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of does a high five thing. And I get you doing it to be sarcastic, whatever. Cause I think, but also, when a woman does it to you, what she is saying is, I'm fun, I'm silly, but dude, don't touch me.
Don't get any ideas.
Yeah, don't touch me. The high five is kind of saying, that's the friend zone slap. And that's a good one for a woman to have.
Yeah.
The guy should not initiate that high five. And two dudes, stop it. Stop high fiving. We're better than that. That's why people hate America, the high five. It's not a good time. It doesn't even make sense because it's not really that high. I mean, it just.
You should do a low one, which is just where you bump crotches.
Talked about that. We really remember, and we have our saying now. The space.
Oh yeah, space in between
your penis. On that note, thank you for listening. Anything you want to plug, Stosh?
Come see me do comedy. StoshMakita.com.
Ooh, website.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to check it out. Is there any sexy pics?
It's almost exclusively sexy pics.
Nice.
It's my website right is modeled this. After Chatterbait, so yes. It's just like boudoir pictures of me with all my dates.
Frankie Hill says he really enjoys Chatterbait with you. That's probably his favorite thing.
Yeah, Chatterbait is great.
John, you got anything you want to promote friends. Or push? Yeah. Or?
I write books. I do moto vlogs. You can find me at thelonewolfer.com.
What are your moto vlogs about?
Yes, exactly. So I sit on my motorcycle with a microphone in my helmet and a camera on the front of it, and I talk about just whatever.
But not while you're driving.
While I'm riding.
Oh, and you talk.
Yeah, I talk. Ooh. I also do like videos about changing things on a motorcycle. I talk about issues that I'm either having with the motorcycle. It's mostly motorcycle
stuff.
Centric.
Okay, yeah. So you got like motorcycle right. stuff.
Get yeah. excited, listeners. There's a good chance you're going to get to watch Jonathan Wolford die because he's distracted while driving a crazily dangerous motorcycle.
You are very correct, and one of the reasons why I want to have it on tape is that I want people to see that.
But what if he doesn't die, but he's just complaining about how long it takes the EMT to get there? It's all mangled. Another thing, these EMTs nowadays. Then they come over and they go, hello, nice to meet you. It's like, yeah, easy, Tiger.
If I live and get that on my channel, it will blow up. I'll be a YouTube star.
That would be the best YouTube video ever, I think. Just complaining that it's taken too long for the EMTs to come get you after a motorcycle accident.
And then heckle them when they're there.
Yeah.
All right, padoats.com for all your padoats needs. My new album, Birthday or Funeral, will be up and available on CD Baby and on my website by the end of the month. In the beginning of June, it'll be on all platforms, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, all that stuff, Pandora, all that crap. My book, How Not to Suck at Comedy Better. How Not to Suck at Comedy is on Amazon. It's selling really well. Paperback will be out in the by the summertime. What are shows I have coming up? This Thursday, I'm at Comics Mohegan Sun, 10 p.m. And Saturday, I'm at in Westport at Bistro B and a Treehouse Comedy Show. So come check that out. Make sure you listen to Pat Oates Is Sad on iTunes as well and my other new podcast, Podcast 316. Besides that, thank you for staying at the Discomfort Inn.